When he was elected to the U.S. Senate, Gary Peters promised us he would approach his job in a spirit of bipartisan cooperation. And that's exactly what's behind the first two bills he's introduced in the Senate. Senator Gary Peters is with us now from Washington. Very good to have you back.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you.
I want to start with the Federal Vehicle Repair Cost Savings Act, a bill you've co-sponsored with Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford. And I know this was a cause that you were working on when you were in the House as well. What would this bill do?
Well, what this bill does is it reduces the repair cost for the fleet of vehicles that the federal government maintains. In fact, the federal government spends nearly $1 billion every year maintaining the vehicle fleet all across the country. And my bill with Senator Lankford encourages the government to use remanufactured parts in those repairs, which are considerably less expensive. They also use a lot less energy to make, which is part of the reason why they're so much less expensive, to reduce those costs. And it's also good for Michigan in the fact that remanufactured motor vehicle parts is a big industry here in Michigan. And that means a lot of jobs for Michigan while also reducing the cost to taxpayers. And I'm happy to say that our bill, I introduced it last week, and just this week it passed out of Senate committee on a unanimous vote. And now goes to the Senate floor for full consideration.
I would suspect most anyone listening would say, well, I do it for my car, so Uncle Sam ought to do it for his fleet.
Well, there's no question about that, and that's why we want to make sure. Sometimes the government, when they see a requirement for the lowest cost, and they do bid this out, they think that they have to stick with original parts. And certainly that's not the case. We know from a safety standpoint, remanufactured parts are often fully warrantied, and they are considerably cheaper. You know, as an example, a passenger bus alternator that if you buy it new costs about $1,300. You can get a fully warrantied alternator for about $850, which is a pretty big savings. And I'm happy to say that those kinds of parts are the kinds of parts that we make across Michigan as well.
And then there's the Military Reserve Small Business Jobs Act of 2015, and you're working with Iowa Republican Senator Jody Ernst on this one. And we know you served as a CB combat warfare specialist, and you rose to lieutenant commander in the Naval Reserve, and you re-upped in the Naval Reserve after 9/11. And, of course, Senator Ernst is well-known, the first female veteran to serve in the Senate, a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard. So clearly, this is something very close to your collective hearts.
Well, it is. It's something that we know firsthand from the men and women who we served with. And when reservists, if they are called to active duty and leave their families as citizen soldiers and sailors, when they report to active duty, oftentimes their military pay is less than what they receive in the civilian world. And what this bill deals with is the differential. What will happen when a reservist is called up, oftentimes their employer will make up the difference between what the military is paying them and what they would be getting in their civilian job. And that's frequently done with large companies. Large companies can afford it. They're also very patriotic and want to help that service man or woman. However, it's more difficult if you're a small business owner. You just don't have the resources. So our bill deals with small businesses to help them with paying that differential if they choose to do that for their employee. And what it says is if you're a business with 50 or fewer employees, and if you pay that differential to a reservist who has been activated, you can get a 20% tax credit to help you make that differential, because we certainly believe a man or woman called to active duty shouldn't have to worry about the bills at home while they're defending our country and serving our country.
And I would suspect this is an issue that won't get a lot of pushback from anyone.
It shouldn't. I hope it it doesn't, and that's why it's important to work, though, in a bipartisan way. It's why both of these bills are bills that I have reached out to my Republican colleagues, and I'm happy to say they're two of my freshman Republican colleagues as well. So we are hitting the ground running.
Well, and you and I have talked about this when you were first elected, that you really did intend to do exactly what you're saying, reaching out to Republican colleagues. And interesting, both freshmen. And I'm wondering, as you're kind of getting into the Senate and getting that feel of it, what do you see as the key to greater bipartisan cooperation? I mean, both of these bills are ones that are not particularly inflammatory, but it's certainly promising, I think, for the public to see, you know, both sides of the aisle joining together.
And that's right. That's what you have to do. You have to start with bills like these. These are things that we can agree on. And if you really look at all of the challenges and issues that we face as a country, there's so much more that we agree on than we disagree on. So let's spend some time focusing on those things that are clearly going to bring people together, build those relationships. And then when you build those relationships and have some trust between you, then you can deal with the tougher issues as well. So, you know, I look forward to doing that. The Senate, the nice thing about it, it's a smaller body than what I'm used to in the U.S. House. And so it's an opportunity to get to know people much more on an individual basis, which would I have done with these two colleagues, and I look forward to continuing to do that. But I find you start with these bills, and then you build up to more controversial ones, but you've got to start building trust.
Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside. Always good to talk with you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.